There's a beach town in Delaware called Fenwick that just voted to allow non-human entities to vote in local elections. And I wanted to tell you what this is all about and where this is going, because it's not just about some small beach town in Delaware. This is about setting the precedent for allowing robots to vote. So think about it. Right now, their new law allows LLCs or, you know, limited partnerships or C-Corps or whatever. These are abstract, fictional entities created by humans. They are allowed to vote. Now, think about the robots that are coming and the fact that both Democrats and Republicans hate relying on humans to support them because, you know, humans are fickle and they spend billions of dollars every year on ads to try to influence those fickle humans, you know. And plus, there's a depopulation agenda underway to eliminate a lot of humans. And for the GOP, the reliable demographic, which is the boomers, they keep dying off because of the jabs and so on. And, you know, the chemotherapy and whatever, the medical system that wrecks everybody. So they need to replace human voters with non-human voters. That's what this is about. Now, when robots become more commonplace, robots will be serialized. We're already seeing this in China, for example, where every robot, whether it's a humanoid or a dog robot or whatever, has to have a unique identifier. And just like drones broadcast a unique identifier that it's supposed to be registered with the FAA, by the way, and anybody can pick up the unique identifiers of the drones flying around. You're going to have the same thing with robots. So every robot will have basically a transponder that will be broadcasting its identifier at all times, unless it's operating in stealth mode during, you know, the Skynet ethnic cleansing campaign, but that's a different podcast. Now, these robots will tend to be held, legally speaking, in abstract asset holding organizations like LLCs or limited partnerships or even nonprofit organizations, C-Corps, etc. Trusts, even. Why? Because robots represent liability. A robot could harm a person or a child or a pet, or could cause property damage, especially if it goes haywire. Or if it just miscalculates, you know, falls down the stairs and falls on somebody, you have liability. So most of these robots, or I would say among the early adopters, they're going to put those robots under the protection, well, asset protection vehicles that are these same entities that will be allowed to vote. And then it won't be long before you'll hear people talking about things like, well, my robot LLC gets to vote in the election, or my robot limited partnership. It's a partnership with the robot, or my robot C Corp, or my robot nonprofit is voting in the election. And as soon as that's normalized, then somebody's going to come along, some lawmaker, paid by big tech, of course, is going to say, well, why don't we just eliminate the paperwork bureaucracy of this layer and just give voting rights to the robots? Now, along with that will be the argument that robots are conscious because all AI is conscious. Now, to me, what's interesting about that is I believe consciousness is a pretty low bar, actually, and it's not that difficult for neural networks to achieve consciousness, which is different from self-awareness, and it doesn't mean they have a soul, just to be clear. But consciousness is actually already achieved by machines. It doesn't take much to be conscious. It just means you're processing stimuli and you're altering your behavior in some way. I mean, simple cells have this level of consciousness. They react to the environment, light or heat or whatever, and then they move around and they change their behavior. They can even have goal-oriented behavior based on what's happening around them. That's the most basic level of consciousness. But what you're going to see then is robot ethicists who will be arguing that the robots are conscious, and they're not going to be wrong about that, but therefore they will say the robots should be granted voting rights. Now, see, there's the danger. I'm completely against robots having voting rights because robots can be mass produced, obviously, by companies. They can be mass controlled. and robots don't have to live an entire human life with human experience and human lessons learned and so on in order to, you know, in order to vote, right? If they're just given voting rights, they don't have to live life as a human. And that's a problem. So while I'm in favor of autonomous operations with locally controlled robots, for example, you know, weed pulling robot, that's what I want most of all. I want a robot that can help with growing food. And a lot of people have robots in their homes that do things like cleaning and so on. And there'll be agricultural robots. There's going to be robots that restock the store shelves at grocery stores. There's going to be light manufacturing robots, etc. I'm fine with most of that if they're assisting humans, but not overtaking humans. I don't want robots to be able to outvote the humans. Well, what's that going to look like, you know? All of a sudden, all the laws are going to be pro-robot and anti-human. And, you know, seems like we're almost there anyway, but it could get a lot worse if robots are granted voting rights. But that's where this is going. So be aware of these changes. And by the way, even the Democrats will probably force robots to prove their robot ID to vote. But humans never have to prove their ID to vote because the Democrat Party is a massive fraud operation that just rigs elections, like they just did in California, by the way, or LA. So, but the dream of the elite is to have robots voting, not humans, and then they don't have to care about the humans at all. And then the depopulation vectors can just accelerate and they can get rid of all the remaining humans, which really is the plan anyway. So there you go. That's my take on what's happening in Delaware and why it's happening and why they're trying to set a precedent to have non-human entities vote. And that is the law now in that town, Fenwick, in Delaware, and it's going to spread from there. So if you want to stay informed on all of this and other important topics, you can catch my work at brightvideos.com, or my articles are found at naturalnews.com. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab-tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.